What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, May 5th, 2020, Cinco de Mayo. Getting into the week here, all kinds of stuff to talk about. And remember, the new rules are in place, so we're not taking phone calls the first hour. We'll take phone calls in the second hour. It worked out very well yesterday. I got a lot of positive email from people saying they like the new format. So anyway, it's Cinco de Mayo, as I mentioned before. It's also the anniversary of Alan Shepard's suborbital flight, the first American in space. Sadly, not the first man in space. That goes to Yuri Gagarin in the Soviet Union. And before I get into the news here, I wanted to make a comment. We had a lot of phone calls yesterday dealing with the idea of war. And, you know, we've got to go to war here and we've got to go to war there. No, war is bad. We all know war is bad. We've studied history. We've seen the photos. We know war is bad. Why do we keep getting suckered into it? And I made a point of putting up Mark Twain's The War Prayer, which is one of his most powerful works. Now, remember, Mark Twain himself experienced war. He joined a militia during the Civil War and wound up deserting, which is why he wound up going out west to San Francisco and launching his writing career. So we all know war is bad. Why do we keep doing it? Why do we keep letting ourselves get talked into surrendering our money and our children's lives for wars that really, as Smedley Butler said, it's all a racket. It's all a racket. It's to make the rich people richer. It's to make the bankers happy. That's why I wrote that article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. Because ultimately, all wars are about grabbing somebody else's wealth and making it yours without sharing it to the people who do the actual work. Yeah, you may get a little tiny medal. Well, these days, they're not metal anymore. They're plastic. And it is. It's a racket, and we shouldn't be doing it. All righty. So getting on into our news. President Trump is saying that Joe Biden botched his denial of Tara Reid's sex assault claim as his choice of words weren't very good. And Trump said, I mean, his choice of words weren't very good when he, you know, dismissed the allegation. This was during an interview with the New York Post in the Oval Office. And Biden, he's not a very good extemporaneous speaker these days. And I think it's another sign of his impending dementia. And I really think the Democrats have painted themselves into a corner. They can't run with Biden. They can't win with him. Anybody else they could have won with, they got rid of as being undesirable, like Tulsi Gabbard or Bernie Sanders. Now, we were talking yesterday about how Hillary Clinton is sending signals that she's ready to step in if Biden steps down. Well, frankly, I think if Biden steps down, the nomination should go to the guy who came in second place, which would be Bernie Sanders. I'd like to see Bernie Sanders in there. Although, to be honest, I'd like to see anybody in there other than Hillary Clinton. Oh, anyway. Now, the Secretary of the Senate is denying calls to disclose information about the complaint against Biden. Right now, we're getting into yet another mistake that is being made, where Biden came on out and said, yes, we can, you know, have the National Archives release certain reports. And the Secretary of the Senate says she's forbidden by law from disclosing any records potentially relating to a sexual assault allegation against presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden. And again, they're handling this so badly. They're keeping the scandal alive by the way they're handling it. And I don't know who's advising them on this. Not doing a very, very good job. Meanwhile, the Democrats as a whole are all tied up in knots and, you know, trying to basically get around this problem that back when it was Kavanaugh that was under examination, they were out there saying, well, the women must be believed. Believe the women. Don't need evidence. Just believe the women when they say what happened. Well, now they've got the same situation. And now all of a sudden it's about, no. We have to have proof here. We have to have proof beyond a reasonable doubt. This is a just society, and we don't convict on acclamation only, like they tried to do on Kavanaugh. So it's fascinating to watch the Democrats, you know, running around in circles and wringing their hands and tearing their hair out, trying to protect Joe Biden without looking like total hypocrites doing it. All right. House Republicans have sent a letter to FBI Director Wray demanding all documents on the operation against Michael Flynn. They also want to interview Bill Priestap and Joe Pantka, I believe that's pronounced. And this is another scandal that's coming on out. Now, we still have not heard word from the judge in the case whether the charges will be dismissed or not. Trump has already indicated he'll do a pardon if that doesn't happen. But obviously for Flynn and for the American people, it would be better if he was exonerated. And frankly, this is the biggest FBI scandal, in my opinion, since COINTELPRO. And it's a reminder to the American people, the FBI are not the good guys. They really are not the good guys. They're the American version of the Gestapo. They're there to get things done for whoever's in power. Okay, so getting on into coronavirus, and this is a little indirect, but they're talking about the meat shortages. Remember the other day I said there's something wrong here. They're talking about, you know, euthanizing livestock, burying perfectly good produce, plowing it back into the fields, and yet the food banks are saying we can't get anything. I said it just doesn't make sense, and it felt to me like somebody was deliberately creating food shortages. Well, now it's hitting the meat sector. Now, a big part of it, of course, are all these meat processing plants that have shut down because of COVID-19. But Costco and Kroger are warning of a limited supply and saying they're going to start limiting how much you can. Now, a big part of the problem, though, are hoarders. There's a lot of people who were able to get those chest freezers. They're now hoarding and stocking up, which I really can't argue against. You know, the more prepared you are, the better you will survive, is what it comes down to. So, Costco said it will be limiting customers to just 3 packages of meat per shopper. Kroger Supermarkets posted an alert on the meat section saying it may have limited inventory due to high demand. Now, grocers have been bracing for a run on meat in mid-May as major meat processing plants, including Tyson Foods, have been forced to shut down production. But the shortages appear to have come earlier than expected because of the hoarding. 1 in 5 Wendy's is out of beef, and they have taken beef products off of their menu. Still a lot of chicken products up there. And it's really kind of funny because if you remember when Wendy's first launched, they had a very popular, very famous commercial of this old lady going, "Where's the beef?" And they talked about how their beef was fresh and never frozen. But Wendy's restaurants are out of beef. So where is the beef? And those hamburgers with the square patties, that's their signature item. And they're good. I like Wendy's. Go to the Wendy's on Oahu all the time. So Costco's limiting the number of beef, poultry, and pork products customers can buy. And meat supplies are on track to hit historic lows. As a result, of course, prices are exploding upward. And people are starting to say, where can we make sure we're going to have an adequate supply? What are they doing? Well, they're turning to hunting. Americans are turning to hunting game amidst the pandemic food shortage fears. Now, there's going to be a problem there because hunting is very much controlled in this country. And you have to have the appropriate tags or risk arrest and fine. If you take an animal without having the tag to put on them, like deer, a lot of deer around here. We're not allowed to hunt them in this part of the neighborhood, of course. But we actually saw that on Hawaii when things started to tighten up there. When we first moved to Hawaii, which was 20 years ago, there were wild chickens everywhere. When the whalers had gone out to Hawaii, they had made presents of chickens to the Hawaii royalty, but never got around to explaining these were supposed to be food animals. So the royalty kept them as pets, and they have continued to procreate down through the ages, and they're all over the island, or they were. As the economy began to tighten up, all of a sudden the chickens began to disappear. Still a lot of cats there. Okay, now then, More than 370 workers at a pork plant in Missouri tested positive for COVID-19. All were asymptomatic. They didn't show any symptoms that they had the illness. And that's getting to be a real problem, that people can have this illness and not even realize it. So 373 employees and contract workers at Triumph Foods in Buchanan County, Missouri, have tested positive. All were asymptomatic. The state of Missouri has reported 8,386 cases and 352 deaths statewide as of Sunday night. So Triumph, which is a pork processing plant, is located in St. Joseph's on the border of Missouri and Kansas. Up in Canada, in Alberta, 936 workers at a single meat plant tested positive for coronavirus. One has died. So right now the race is on to find or create a vaccine that will be made mandatory for coronavirus. So there's big, big money there. And everybody wants it to be their vaccine. They're not looking for a vaccine. They're looking for our vaccine, because we don't want to have to pay money to some foreign country. And that really skews the research. They're trying to come up with a new product rather than an actual solution. So follow the money. That's going to tell you where things are going here. Now, a Trump-appointed federal judge has dismissed a COVID-19 pandemic face mask lawsuit, but not because the orders are constitutional. See, there's been a big issue. Can the president or anybody under our Constitution order you to wear face masks and order you to maintain social distancing or order you to stay in your house? And a lot of people are saying, no, it's really not constitutional to do so. It's a good suggestion, but people have the option of deciding for themselves what they're going to do. But this judge, Scott L. Palk, dismissed a case that was brought against the United States government, not on the lack of merit of constitutional grounds, but because the plaintiffs did not have standing to sue. The plaintiffs had never been arrested, prosecuted, or threatened with prosecution for not obeying the face mask or lockdown orders in Guthrie, Oklahoma. So it's a bit of a legal mess out there. Hundreds of furious protesters descend upon the Massachusetts State House to demand the end of coronavirus lockdowns as organizers compare lousy COVID-19 to the seasonal flu. Apparently they were out there yesterday waving American flags and signs saying liberty or death. So that's okay. I have to be very concerned about the people who are showing up at these protests with nooses and Confederate flags and more provocative things, because the concern that we have seen the government try and poison protests by putting in some very disreputable people. And I think this next story is more of the same thing here. This came from stationgossip.com. And apparently there was this 53-year-old man who was helping to plan armed protests against social distancing in Colorado, was arrested by the FBI for four pipe bombs found in his home last Friday. Okay, now obviously somebody taking pipe bombs to these protests is going to make the protests look very, very bad. But frankly, this is feeling like another one of these classic FBI setups, where an informant gets close to this guy and says, you know, look, nobody's paying attention to you. We got to blow something up. Here are four pipe bombs. And then the FBI swoops in, they make the arrest, they get the headlines, it makes the protesters look bad. And the question for me would be, well, how did they know there were four pipe bombs in the home? I mean, if you're making a pipe bomb, it's not exactly something you brag about on Facebook. Hi there, Facebook fans, I'm making pipe bombs in my garage. So I question that one. I really, really do. Over in war-torn Yemen, they're facing 16 million coronavirus cases, according to the United Nations. And this is dealing a blow to what is already described as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. The most likely scenario, according to the UN's Lisa Grand, would see COVID-19 strike 55% of Yemen's entire population. Now, Taiwan is rebuffing the World Health Organization, saying that China has no right to represent them before the body. Taiwan's democratically elected government, only they can represent the people on the world stage, not China, its foreign ministry said on Tuesday, today, earlier, calling on the World Health Organization to cast off China's control during the pandemic. Now, here's a little bit of good news. As we mentioned before, it appeared that the coronavirus protein spikes were similar, if not identical, to those on HIV. So they've come up with this experimental antibody that targets the spike protein. Now, the spike protein is the means by which the coronavirus attaches to a healthy cell and then infects it. And if they can get that spike protein to quit working, then the coronavirus can't implant itself and reproduce. So apparently this antibody was developed by researchers at Utrecht University in the Netherlands, and it can defeat coronavirus in a laboratory setting. This was a study published in Nature Communications. Bloomberg, which notes that the antibody known as 47D11 neutralized the virus in cell cultures. So there's a possible cure right there. Except that nobody wants a cure. They want treatments. They want vaccines that go on and on forever, generating revenue. All right, out in California, people are starting to stand up for their rights. Human beings were never meant to be caged by a few elitists, and people are getting sick of their enslavement to the political overlords. So protests raged all over the United States over the weekend. Millions of people begged the very government that enslaved them to free them. Obviously, that's not how it works. But the fact that they are realizing no other human has a higher claim over them is at least a step in the right direction. You can only push people so far, and people have finally grown tired of obeying the commands of the ruling class, and they have taken to disobeying orders to imprison themselves in their homes so they won't spread a virus that, even by the government's exaggerated numbers, is still no worse than the flu. And by the way, the total number of coronavirus deaths at the CDC website has been cut in half. And the CDC is now admitting that a lot of those deaths initially attributed to COVID-19 were the ordinary seasonal flu. Everybody was playing politics with this. A New York City police officer was caught on video Saturday pointing a stun gun at a man and violently taking him to the ground over an alleged social distancing violation. He's been stripped of his gun and badge and placed on desk duty pending an internal investigation. Bystander video showed the plainclothes officer, who was not wearing a protective face mask, slapping 33-year-old Donnie Wright in the face, punching him in the shoulder, and dragging him to a sidewalk after leveling him in a crosswalk in Manhattan's East Village. And Mayor Bill de Blasio said the behavior I saw in that video is simply not acceptable, and there will be an investigation. Okay, now police spokeswoman Sergeant Mary Frances O'Donnell said Wright took a fighting stance against the officer when he was ordered to disperse and was arrested on charges including assault on a police officer and resisting arrest. Now, what exactly is a fighting stance? I mean, I understand from martial arts there are certain postures and whatnot, but it's very fuzzy and very gray. He could just be standing there, you know, with his legs apart, and the officer could say, oh, that's a fighting stance. I can now arrest you. Now, a real big question, to which you probably already know the answer, this is coming out of blacklisted news, is COVID-19 forcing deglobalization? Well, it certainly has created a very powerful argument for deglobalization on two issues. First of all, the ease with which COVID-19 spread all across the globe and how quickly these global supply chains for supplies fell apart, how fragile this whole global system is. Nations that weren't able to provide protective equipment for themselves are in serious trouble as these supply chains dry up. I think it's a very strong argument for deglobalization. I've been against globalization all along. So we're going to take a break here for some commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. while we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Okay, and a reminder that under the new format, the phone lines are not open until the top of the hour. So we have to move this particular bump, I think, into hour number two. Okay, will international travel resume this year? Treasury Secretary Mnuchin is saying it's too hard to tell. I think it's going to be a very long, slow recovery from this economic lockdown. And everyone's talking about we're reopening for business, restarting the economy. It's not going to be overnight. It's not going to be over the week. It's not going to be over the month. It's going to be many, many months before we're back to anything approaching normal. And we keep hearing this phrase about the new normal, where the new normal is going to be we're still separated and, you know, we're still dealing with plastic screens and we're still dealing with face masks. And I don't think this economy is going to be back on its feet for a very, very long time to come. And that includes travel. Now, I know that some of the cruise lines are getting ready to reopen. They've sanitized their ships and they're hoping that things are going to be working there. But I imagine there's some very sweet deals to be had for those of you who like blue water ocean cruising. As far as air miles, right now, a lot of airlines are storing surplus hardware, if you will, down in the Australian outback, which is very, very dry and very, very warm and prevents the aircraft from corroding. So there's a lot of aircraft down there by Alice Springs, and it may be down there for a long while. I don't think we're going to see the volume of air traffic come back anytime soon. So Mnuchin is out there saying, obviously, for business people that do need to travel, there'll be travel on a limited basis. But recreational air travel, tourism air travel may be down for quite a long time here. Okay, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Meng are pushing for a $66 billion per month universal rent moratorium in the next coronavirus stimulus. And they want to bankroll a moratorium on rent and mortgage payments, an unprecedented proposal that carries a monthly price tag of at least $66 billion. Sounds to me like emerging socialism. Let's get people back to work. And yes, these renters do need help. I mean, if you look at how many people are in trouble, whether it's their rent, their mortgage, their credit cards, it shows you how thin the edge is we've all been operating on. Now, I remember when I was a kid, everybody had savings, or pretty much everybody had savings, that would last for a few months if you got into trouble. Not anymore. I mean, in the grander scale of things, this economic shutdown has been relatively short, and yet look at the damage it did. I think it indicates that our country was seriously in trouble even before the coronavirus came along here. All right, we have been talking over the last couple of weeks about how censorship has come to social media. And the newest justification for it, of course, is bad information about COVID-19. You know, if you're espousing a point of view that is different from the official, you know, sanctioned explanation, you can be banned. And as the COVID-19 crisis progresses, censorship program increases, and there literally calls for China-style control of the internet. Now, Atlantic Magazine ran an in-depth article of the problems free speech poses to American society. You think about that for a while. According to the Atlantic, free speech is a problem. That tells you the direction they're thinking about going. They want to take away the First Amendment. The Atlantic Magazine went on saying, you know, internet speech will never go back to normal. China was largely correct and the U.S. was wrong. Now, David Icke has been banned. And that was wrong to do. And it strengthens his case that we're sleepwalking towards dictatorship. The whole point of freedom of speech is everybody gets their say. And then if you don't agree with what they're saying, you get to come up with a counter-argument. You have a thesis, the original idea. You have the antithesis, the opposite point of view. And out of the two comes synthesis and a whole new idea. That's how information and knowledge progresses. But once you get into this idea of saying, this is the approved version of science or history or politics, and no other point of view is allowed, then you've lost your freedom of speech. There's permitted speech and not permitted speech. And we're right there in 1984, as Orwell warned us. And that's what the book 1984 was, a warning. Not an instruction manual, it was a warning. So Icke has been accused of preaching hate and peddling unsubstantiated conspiracy theories. Well, how do you substantiate a conspiracy theory? Certainly the people the conspiracy is about aren't going to substantiate it. I think the Boston bombing, was a setup. You expect the government to say, yep, gee shuckies, you caught us. Kansas City is forcing businesses and churches to keep lists of visitors for COVID-19 tracking. That's the new buzzword, contact tracking, which is proving to be very, very difficult with asymptomatic patients here. Now, I don't know about the church where you are, but my wife's church, they keep lists. Oh, my goodness, we have to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
Welcome back to our show here. We were talking about how Kansas City is forcing businesses and churches to keep lists of visitors. Now, right now, the mayor, Quentin Lucas, is relaxing some of the provisions of the previous lockdown orders, and the new order allows non-essential businesses to reopen, but they must limit the number of customers to no more than 10 persons or 10% of the building occupancy, whichever number is greater. And part of the requirements are that businesses and churches have to maintain lists of people who enter their doors. Now, for the churches, I think that's going to be easy, at least to judge by the church that Claire goes to, because when you go to that church, there's a little book on the pew that you sign your name on. Of course, that's also a really good way to pass around the COVID-19 virus. But I guess they didn't think about that. All righty. Now, studying Apple data is showing that the effectiveness of the lockdowns is in decline. And whether government wants it to or not, people are finally saying enough of this stuff. And they're defying the state and going on out there. Apple has released data that shows people have made up their minds and are refusing to comply with orders any longer. Just this will show that people have always had this power. They just didn't know it. It's rather alarming how revolutionary the talk is getting. But we really have been pushed to the edge. I'm pushed to the edge. You know, and Claire and I home office. It's not like we go out a lot anyway. It's the idea that now we're being told we can't go out. That rankles quite a bit. All righty, we're getting into the international news now. And the China bashing is continuing. The latest one is that the American power grid is vulnerable to Chinese cyber attacks. Why would they bother unless pushed? Now, Reuters is claiming that Beijing is already preparing for the prospect of an armed conflict with the U.S., and it's seemingly driven the deteriorating relationships between Washington and Beijing back to the limelight as far as the market is concerned. Now, this also opens up the possibility of a false flag where U.S. cyber warriors could take down the power grid and they could say, oh, my goodness, it's China. Except, of course, with the power grid down, nobody would hear the propaganda, would they? Just something to think about here a little bit. The FBI is out there screaming that Russia is going to interfere in the 2020 elections. They still haven't proven that Russia had any interference in the 2016 elections. But we're supposed to just forget all about that and say, oh, those horrible Russians, they're interfering with our elections. Well, look at how often the United States interferes in other countries' elections. It's like a regular part of our foreign policy to go on in and rig elections. And, you know, it's part of what the CIA does. Have you noticed this double standard coming from the U.S. government? It's okay for us to go in and rig other countries' elections because we stand for sweetness and kittens and flags and ice cream. But it's wrong for those other countries to interfere in elections because they stand for evilness and bad things and, you know, dust in the corners and kind of stuff. You know, if you back off and look at some of this stuff objectively, it really does get ridiculous. Okay, over in Israel, member of the Knesset, May Golan, Likud party, has submitted a bill calling for imposing Israel's sovereignty on the occupied territories of the Jordan Valley, the northern Dead Sea area, and the West Bank. Okay, with imposing sovereignty being polite speech for, we're going to steal that. We're going to steal that land. We're going to steal that land. This is Israel's idea of Middle East peace. We want a piece of that one. We want a piece of that one. We want a piece of that one. Now, according to Israel's Channel 7, economy minister and member of the Knesset, Eli Cohen, also joined the initiative and expressed his support. This bill is intended to rectify the existing situation and end all historical injustice. I have no doubt there is a broad consensus in all parts of the Knesset that supports the proposal and the time to implement it. So that's their idea, is that somehow the fact that the West Bank is not under their control is an historical injustice, forgetting, of course, that all of that land used to be Palestine. And bit by bit, it gets stolen. Now, this part, this is one of the reasons why I'm very upset with Donald Trump. The U.S. has announced it is willing to recognize and support Israel's annexation of parts of the occupied West Bank shortly after Israel announced its illegal plan. And again, annexation is another word for steal. So Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to go ahead with controversial annexations. Analysts say takes Israel's illegal occupation of the West Bank a step further. The step was welcomed by the Trump administration, which has a track record for supporting Israel's illegal settlements and plans for annexation. So it's one of the many ways that Donald Trump is a disappointment here. Now, former national security officials are saying Democrats should oppose the occupation and settlement expansion in their platform for this election. More than 30 former national security officials have asked the DNC to use its 2020 platform to push for a fair solution to the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. Apparently, there was a letter that was put out, obtained by Huffington Post. The official said the party and its nominee should oppose unilateral Israeli occupation of the West Bank and Israeli settlements in the Palestinian territory. They said previous platforms have rightly committed to Israel's security, but didn't recognize Palestinian rights. I don't expect this year's platform will be any different. These platforms have, however, been nearly silent on the rights of Palestinians, on Israeli actions that undermine those rights, and the prospects for a two-state solution, and on the need for security for both people. Okay. A Russian publication reported this week that the Russian armed forces have deployed their resonance radar system in an area near the Israeli border. According to the NZIV publication, the Russian resonance radar was identified in two locations in the eastern Mediterranean region, including an area along the Israel-Egyptian border. Last year, the think tank and reputable military analysis source Global Security wrote, "The Egyptian resonance NE radar tracks the movement of all objects in the airspace, not only over Egypt, but also Israel and Syria." According to a number of sources, in 2020, Russia will begin regular deliveries of the Renaissance NE to the Middle East. There we are. Okay, the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office, is saying that the U.S. Departments of State and Energy should commit to regular briefings to relevant committees in Congress on talks about nuclear power cooperation with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has indicated their desire to become a nuclear power. And, of course, it's okay for them to become a nuclear power because they're the good guys along with us. But the Government Accountability said Congress should consider amending the 1954 Atomic Energy Act to require the briefings for the House Committee on Foreign Affairs and the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations about negotiations on nuclear power sharing. Okay, this one's a little bit alarming. I think we talked about it briefly yesterday. The U.S. Navy has sent four warships into Russia's Barents Sea. Note that's Russia's Barents Sea. For the first time since the Cold War, the mid-1980s, and the official explanation is that they're conducting maritime security operations. Okay, now just for a moment, imagine that Russia sends four warships into the Gulf of Mexico for maritime security operations. How would the U.S. react? They'd view it as a provocation. Now, the U.S. Navy confirmed that three destroyers and one support ship had been joined by the Royal Navy's HMS Kent in the mission. It said U.S. Navy surface ships had not operated in the Barents since the mid-1980s. Why are they there now, other than to annoy Russia? Okay, big news that came out this morning. Venezuela claims to have captured two Americans involved in a failed invasion. We talked about this naval invasion from Colombia yesterday, but apparently there's more information. Nicolas Maduro says two American mercenaries have been apprehended after a failed coup attempt launched over the weekend. Now, of course, Donald Trump has denied U.S. involvement in the incident. He said, "I just got information on that, but it has nothing to do with our government. We have plausible deniability." So these two arrested U.S. mercenaries were playing Rambo. They're paraded after this failed attempt to kill Maduro, masterminded by a former Green Beret. And Maduro blamed it on America and Colombia. Eight of the attackers were dead, two survived, the Americans. Somebody botched up that operation really, really good. China's working on a supersonic stealth bomber. Could be ready later this year. This will make it the third country alongside the U.S. and Russia capable of launching nuclear weapons from land, sea, or air. First two rules of war: don't invade China, don't invade Russia. Getting to our local political news here, Christopher Steele has testified in Great Britain admitting to deep ties with the Clinton machine. Now, for those of you who don't remember, Christopher Steele wrote that famous, or rather infamous, dossier supposedly about Donald Trump carrying on with a couple of prostitutes in a Moscow hotel, none of which was ever documented or proven. And the dossier is basically considered a total work of fiction at this point. And all along they were saying, well, you know, he was just investigating and it's got nothing to do with the Hillary Clinton campaign. And now, of course, he's out there saying, yeah, of course I was working with the Clinton political machine. It was a hatchet job. Now, Judicial Watch has filed a lawsuit seeking records on Dr. Fauci and the World Health Organization, trying to figure out exactly what's going on with the Wuhan virus, in particular, U.S. funding for that laboratory. Just who was involved? Where did the materials come from? Getting into the economic news, and the economy is not good. The stock market did okay. I think they ended about 160 points up. It's not on the screen right now. But what's the tipping point for when bankruptcies become systemic and failures create a domino effect of tripping other companies into insolvency? that's another aspect of too tightly integrating the economy. One part of it fails and everybody else gets in trouble. It's like when an automobile manufacturer has to shut down their factory, all the other little companies that provide parts, they get into trouble. Stretched too thin. All right, the U.S. Treasury seeks to borrow a record $3 trillion this quarter. Now, me, Billy, I have a question. This is the U.S. Treasury. And under the original Constitution, they basically control the money supply. Why don't they just create $3 trillion? Why does it have to be borrowed at interest from a privately owned central bank? So they're going to borrow this money in large part to subsidize economic rescue efforts in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. They're going to try and inflate away the problems. And that's always a bad, bad sign. Apparently, some of these stimulus checks, the $1,200 checks, have gone to foreign workers who are not even in the country any longer. Apparently, a lot of dead people got checks. Meanwhile, America's super rich see their wealth rise by $282 billion, with a B, in just 3 weeks of the pandemic. This is a report from the Institute for Policy Studies, which found that while tens of millions of Americans have lost their jobs during the pandemic, America's ultra-wealthy have seen their net worth surge by $282 billion in just 23 days. This is despite the fact the economy is expected to contract by 40% this quarter. 40%. That is huge. We're talking about a new depression. The report also noted that between 1980 and 2020, the tax obligations of America's billionaires, measured as a percentage of their wealth, decreased by 79%. In the last 30 years, U.S. billionaire wealth soared by over 5%, while median household wealth increased by barely 5%. The rich get richer, the poor get laid off. Now, Jeff Bezos is on course to be the world's first trillionaire as the coronavirus has boosted Amazon sales. One of the vice presidents of Amazon has quit, and basically over Amazon's firing of whistleblowers who were reporting on the poor conditions there. Now, this is a good story, this next one that comes on up. Okay, and it addresses something I mentioned a while back. Why aren't we taking all this food that is being destroyed, like milk, and getting it to the food bank? Well, Kroger purchased 200,000 gallons of milk from dairy farmers and basically redirected it to Feeding America food banks. So good for Kroger. Those are nice markets, by the way. Okay, a federal judge in California has ruled against this group, the Center for Medical Progress, who got videos of people at Planned Parenthood talking about how they were selling baby parts. And the judge ruled against them in a lawsuit and said they have to pay Planned Parenthood $1.2 million. I think that is a tremendous miscarriage of justice. I think pretty much everybody agrees that carving up aborted babies and selling the parts off is pretty icky. Oh, truth hurts. All right, do you remember the killer bees? Remember the big scare about killer bees? The killer bees are coming. There were movies and, oh my goodness. Well, the newest one is the murder hornet. And this is a 2-inch long killer bug that has been discovered up in Washington State. Now, they're all over Asia. They are, in fact, deadly. They kill about 50 people every year. And they're quite lethal. And so now that's the new scare, the world's largest hornet, the murder hornet, and they prey on honeybees, as if the honeybees didn't have enough problems with GMO pollen, and they're trying to figure how they're going to wipe it out. Now, remember what happened with the killer bees. They interbred with the milder, more domestic bees, and their killer instincts sort of went away. Now, I don't know what these hornets are going to interbreed with, but the same thing could definitely happen with them. But that's the new thing to be scared of. Murder hornet. Insert ominous music here. Okay, pardon me. Data from NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter is showing ridges with freshly exposed bedrock on the surface, which suggests that the moon, far from being a dead world, is in fact tectonically active, and that it is still evolving, and there's a dynamic system there. All right, we have to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with the last segment of this hour. Following that, we'll take phone calls. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to finish out this hour with a couple of science stories. As you're probably already aware, I'm a bit of a science buff here. And this next story touches into something I've talked about before, about species chauvinism, where we're always talking about life on other worlds in terms of life as it exists here. And my position is that life can evolve in many forms, and it doesn't have to have necessarily oxygen and water. Could be any fluid medium like methane, under cold temperatures, as long as you have a fluid medium, the basic building blocks of life, and an energy source to drive it all, sooner or later, something that self-replicates will show up. And so this article here in the Daily Mail is revealing that scientists have discovered there are some organisms, earthly organisms, that can survive in an atmosphere of pure hydrogen. No oxygen, no nitrogen, no nothing, just pure hydrogen, and yet their metabolisms continue. And that is a major demonstration that we should be looking for life in environments that are not the golden zone. That if we're interested in finding life as we know it, yeah, okay, but we're limiting ourselves. I think we're going to find life in all kinds of environments that would be extremely hostile to humans. Even the extremophiles on our own world live in environments that would be extremely hostile, indeed lethal to humans, like the deep crust microbes, for example, the fish that swim in the Arctic oceans. You know, we can't do that without special suits or submarines. If I were in charge of NASA, and putting aside the joke about dressing up like apes, I would be thinking about sending back to Titan and see if anything is swimming around in those methane pools. That would be a truly extraterrestrial life form, and that would prove we're not alone in this universe. I would really, really like to see this. Okay, now, you've probably heard of the Tunguska event. Basically, blew down a huge amount of forest in a very remote area of Siberia. And it's always been a mystery because people say, where's the crater? And there have been all these theories about how this object disintegrated in the upper atmosphere and created a shockwave that did all the damage. But the latest theory that's come on out is that it was an iron asteroid that actually skipped off the atmosphere, came in at a shallow angle, hit the atmosphere, created shockwaves that caused all the damage below, and then flung back out into space again. Which makes a lot of sense if you think about it. And finally, a remarkably well-preserved wreck of a 2,000-year-old ancient Roman sewn ship was unearthed in Croatia. Now, what they mean by a sewn ship is putting the hull together with wooden pegs and cords. And what's really interesting is this is how the Maori built their canoes. And I know because I got to help build a Maori canoe when I lived in Hawaii. Okay, there's the music. It's time for station identification. We'll be taking phone calls after we come back from these few words.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.